Good morning. Good morning. Wow, another week. Morning, Kayvon.
Good morning, Avi.
Hi. The last few days, it took a long time to get this to work.
Yesterday, what happened with the upload?
That was something else. I don't know. That was Chabad. That had nothing to do with me. A lot of steps here.
Still learning. Still figuring it out.
I can maybe to shut it off. This and do it again. But slowly. Turn it around. Flip it around. See if it properly.
Green, paused.
And now I'll press it and hold it for a second. Really hope it starts. Recording? Yeah. Sorry, the seconds. Here you can see.
Yeah, 14, 15. Okay, let's see.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, guys. All right, if we can. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three Prakim Rambam, Hilchos Tfila, Ubirchas Koyhanim, Prakim Hey, Vav, and Zayim, starting with Perek Hey. Perek Hey speaks about what we call the Shmoina at the bottom, the eight things that are needed to be tended to in order to daven. However, they're not absolutely necessary, as we learned yesterday's halachas. We will also have at the end of Perek Hamishi amazing halachas regarding what we call nefilas apayim / tachmon. Beginning Chevre Perek Hamishi has 15 halachas, halacha aleph. Shmoina devarim, there are, let's say, eight things that sorech hamispala lihizor behem v'lasoysom, that a person who is davening should be very careful about them. However, ve'im hayodachuk oynenas, oyshavar v'loyosa oysom, however, if something happened and they were pressured or they were confronted with circumstances beyond their control, eim akvin, the eight that we are about to learn, are not in the zark absolutely necessary, but there are eight things that we should see to prior to davening, ve'eluhein. We're going to number the eight and then we're going to go explain every single one. Number one, amida, standing. Obviously, chevar was davening, is speaking about Shmoina, what we call Shmoina Esrei, which the Rambam already says it's not called Shmoina Esrei, it's called Teisha Esrei, but let Amida. Number two, Noicha Hamigdash, we have to face the Holy Temple. Number three, V'tikun Haguf, we have to prepare the body. Number four, V'tikun Hamabushim, we have to have proper clothing. Number five, V'tikun Hamakim, we have to be davening in a proper place. All of these things will be explained. Number six, V'hashivo Asakoil, we have to control one's voice. We're going to learn about davening low. Number seven, Bahakriya, the bowing. And number eight, Vihishtachava, the prostrating oneself. That's what we mentioned, Tachnun, because yeah, when we say davening, we are speaking about what we call the Amida. But as we see, if there's any add-on to davening, that's the closest to davening, it's going to be the bowing down after davening, which is what we call the Nefilas Apayim. Or we use today the more generic term, tachlun, whenever tachlun is recited. And now, halacha beis, let's break down and explain each one of these eight. Number one, davar number one, amida ketza, says that Rambam, ein mispalel elam umet. A person generally should only daven while they're standing. However, if you're sitting in a boat or bagola or in a carriage, we're speaking about small boats, small means of transportation, not like you think today, the QE2. You can stand up, you can do exercise in there. Im yachal amid yamid, if you can stand up, then stand up. However, if you cannot stand up, it's not essential, then sit down, but and daven. Choyla, mispalel afilu shoychav al tzidek. Furthermore, if someone is ill and they can't sit, they can lay on their side. But let's not forget what we learned yesterday, that what is essential is kavana. So there's a limit to how much kavana can a person have if they're not feeling well. And not only a chayla, if a person is, God forbid, extremely thirsty or if they're starving, they are considered here yachaylam. Chayla meaning if they're weak and therefore they can't stand, sit, or even lay on the side, but you have to have kavana. Im yesh ba yachaylus lachavan esdata yispalel dim lab al yispalel ad shayoychal and viyishta. If a person is riding on an animal, even though he's able to find someone who's going to hold on to his animal, and he can get off his animal and he can dive in here. Interestingly, don't get off your horse, don't get off your donkey. Very interesting. In other words, if a person is going to get off his animal, so there's going to be a certain type of thoughts that will be extremely distracting. Sometimes, maybe the animal will get away. And even if not, just the Gemara says, the ikuf haderech, the delay. See, when you are in a boat, standing or sitting, the boat is moving towards the destination. Now, when a person is walking, of course, they stop. But when you're traveling on an animal, getting off the animal and that stop, person can be worried about, oh my God, I'm losing all this time. And that won't allow you to have kavana. Contrast Pedik Hamishi with what we learned yesterday. Kavana is ma'akev. Amida is not ma'akev. So there are certain circumstances where you say better to be riding. Since you're stationary. I the animal, you're sitting. Say that, but you're having kavana. Chevra, second of it, which is noicha hamigdash. We should face the holy temple. Ketzer. Hoyo oimed b'chutz la'aretz. If you're standing outside of the holy land. It's a very interesting expression. Even though when you're at Chutz La'aretz, you're not only facing Eretz Yisrael, you're facing the place of the Migdash. But maybe in the context of that Eretz Yisrael is holier than Chutz La'aretz. So you're facing the place of holiness. If you are already Ba'aretz, Mechavenes Manav Keneged Yerushalayim. It's almost mashma from the words of the Rambam that if you're outside Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to face Yerushalayim. As long as you're facing Eretz Yisrael, once you're inside Eretz Yisrael, you have to face Yerushalayim. Here also, not the Har HaBayis, not the Makom HaMikdash. If you are in Yerushalayim, Mechav in front of Keneged HaMikdash. Furthermore, even if you are already in the temple area, a person is in the Hazana, Mechav in front of Keneged HaKadosh HaKadoshim, then face the Holy of Holies. Curious to see the Lashon of the Alter Rebbe. Whether he writes, maybe he writes, I'm trying to say, just everyone should face the Holy of Holies. Maybe you don't need to do that. Suma, this is a technical reason why someone doesn't know in which direction is the holy land. You don't know. Or Mishala Yachalachavin Asaruchais, as we know, you can be far away and you don't know which way is which. Or if you're going on a boat means if I'm going to start Shemana Esra right now, I know where Eretz Yisrael is. But the boat might turn to the right, might turn to the left, and I'm middle of davening. So that doesn't matter. Again, it's not ma'akev. Yechaven esliboy keneged hashchina. In other words, a question. Somebody shine him say you should envision yourself standing in the holy temple facing the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and you should daven. All right. Third item of today and halacha dalid. Right, but this is number three. Tikkun aguf. What's pshat to prepare one's body? First of all, make sure that your feet are together side by side and they're touching, they're together. Number two, a person's eyes should be looking down. Now, what the beauty is that nowadays that we have a siddur, which is so good on so many levels. First of all, you're gonna read the right words. Number two, the Rebbe wrote to many people that Pashat helps people having kavana, having a siddur. But the beauty is also that it works together with looking down because people hold their siddur downwards. Here, if you're davening Baal Peh, also keep your eyes down, even though. In other words, your heart should be upwards. It should be as if you're standing in the heaven, which doesn't contradict at all. You standing in the Azara facing the Holy of Holies. That's also heavenly. And we're not done yet. So you have the feet, you have now the face. Now maniach yodav aliboy, you should put your hands on your heart. Kefusim hayemonis alasmalis. The right one should be clasping over the left hand. This is on your heart. And a person should be standing like a servant will stand before his master, meaning, but don't put your hands on your hips, because that's a stance of tremendous arrogance. Halacha, hey, this is davar number four. Tikkun ha-malbushim, preparing one's clothing. Ketzad, misaken malbushim tchila. A person should first adjust one's clothing. Umetzayin atzma yumahadim. And make yourself as neat and as presentable as possible. Shenema rishtachbol Hashem. Bahadras chodesh. Tahidur is going on the way you're dressed. No, a person shouldn't say, you know, we're beyond all that. It's such a ruchnistic moment davening. Who cares? Compared to what's going on in your heart, who cares? But it is of importance. Your outer garment should be mamish, as nice as you can make them to be. Don't stand wearing only your undershirt. Or with a bare head. Does that mean b'chal without a yarmulke? Does that mean without a second covering? Not bareheaded. Not with feet that are uncovered. If in this area you only stand in front of someone wearing shoes, obviously if you're living in a country where even if you stand in front of the king, you go around barefoot, then it's not considered disrespectful. Mind you, in the holy temple, the canon work barefoot. But if I'm living in a society where if you go to some important meeting, you put on feet coverings, that's what you have to wear. And that goes also to what type of foot coverings. You know, we're living in LA, it's a more casual place. It's not as bad as, you know, the flip-flops. But even here, if someone would not go that way into a bank or not go into a big meeting, then you should wear your most respectable clothes. Umikol makayim, regardless where you are, lo yechayis tefillin biyadi, don't be holding the tefillin in your hand, nor a sefer Torah in your arm while you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, because here, since you're holding something of tremendous importance, you're going to be preoccupied that it should not fall down. That's going to be a distraction. Similarly, if you have a utensil that's important for you, you're going to be thinking about it. You know, you shouldn't drop it. With the exception that you are allowed to daven Shmoyne Esrei, holding the lulav in your hand during the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Now, of course, if you have a table right now, put it in the table in front of you. Speaking about a person who's unable to do so, that is considered acceptable. Person is carrying a burden on one's head. In many countries, that's the way people walked around. They put something on their head, and they didn't have a hard time balancing it. For people like us, you can't do it because you're going to be tarut. So the Rambam says like this: if the time of prayer came, if the weight, you understand, is less than, or it's the volume, it's not that large. All you need to do is throw it over your shoulder. Wear it like a backpack. You can wear a backpack when you're davening if it's very light. But if it has this sheer of 4 kabin, whether it's weight or volume, stomach's weight, now, no, it's already burdensome. Says the Rambam, derech kol achachamim v'talmideyem, shelo yispalalu erlo kishehein atufim, they would be wrapped in a talus. So this is the final Tikkun malbushim. No, it's he went through a lot to what you should not be wearing. Now it's what you should be wearing, not just b'chlal, b'chavadik clothing and shoes, but you should be putting on a talis for the davening. Halacha 6, we're going into the 5th of the 8 devarim. Tikkun hamakim, a proper place, ketzad. Yamay b'makim namuch, a person should daven davke in a low place. And the yachzer, panav l'kaisel, and they should be facing the wall, you know, a beam. That's the ideal place for it to daven. Now, of course, not everyone will be able to daven in front of a wall, in front of a beam, but at least let's speak about the low place. But tzarech leftoya chaloinois, a person should. Now, here we're speaking about, according to the Kesev Mishnah, who writes from the Rambam's other writings, that this is when a person is davening in their home, that you should open up windows or doors, connected Yerushalayim, keveli spalal kenegdan. Shenemen, as it says, we find by Daniel, that v'chaving pesichon lei, the Elise Neged Yerushalayim. And even though, like we mentioned, the Kesev Mishnah quotes that I'm writing, that's only when you're davening in your home, or your yachid. But when you're davening in a Beis HaKnesses, you don't need to have windows in a Beis HaKnesses. That's how Pi Halacha, the Zohar writes, that it's ideal to make in a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, 12 chaloinos. to be facing Yerushalayim. The Kaveh Makam Litivasi Tamid, another thing, again, when you're davening, you should have ideally a fixed place where you daven. Because even in your home, even in the shul, have your place. Of course, Avos Yisrael trumps that. So if someone is sitting in your place, God forbid, to tell the person to leave, it's the end of the world. It makes a person feel very unwelcome, unless they're very, very frum, and it happened to them so many times in the past that they are expecting it. But most people today, having that, if no one is there, it's good to have a makam kavua, that we have what to share with someone else. And another thing is the a mispalol b'churva, don't daven in a destroyed building. We had that mamish in the beginning of Masechta Brachos. There's a sakana to be in over there. Don't put yourself in danger. Don't daven behind the Beis HaKnesses. El im kein echzer panav le Beis HaKnesses. In the Gemara, there's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos what this means. The Rambam is simply quoting the words of the Gemara. Let's go with Rashi. In the scenario where that they have the doors of the Beis Medrash is the opposite, let's say here in this part of the world, we daven towards east, which is really towards Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim. Don't forget that the Gemara was written in Babel, it was the opposite. That's why when you learn the Gemara, you learn Rashi, Mizrach Maida, people get confused. Let's speak here in America. You're davening, the Mizrach Vant is towards Mizrach. Ideally, the door of entry to the Beis HaMedrash should be in Maida. That's ideal. Someone is behind the shul, then they should be facing the direction that everyone is facing in and not facing the opposite direction. Imagine you're outside and you're turned away from the whole building. You're turned away. It looks like you're almost davening to another god. Don't do that. Okay. Another thing, you may not sit next to someone who's standing Shemoneh Esrei, or not even to walk in front of him until you are distant from him for Amos. I can say like this, guys, when it comes to sitting down, that's a good upgrade. It means if I finish Shemoneh Esrei, but the person next to me or behind me or in front of me within Dalad Amos is still standing, don't sit down. Not walking, I'm just saying it's very difficult. Very difficult that if you belong to a happening community and the shul is packed, it's very difficult to do that. You should still be mindful, especially when people step back. They finish right before Kedusha. Take the three steps back. They only take the three steps before, prior to Kedusha. Don't walk in that open space. That people should be careful. Vayter, halach ezayin. Liyamad b'makam gavaya, another thing. This is all in tikkun ha-makam. Don't stand in a place that's three tfachim or higher. There's something called lavud, which has many applications. So if you're in a shul and there's a little protrusion above the ground, whether there is a little mountain, right? You're in your chatzit in the back. There's a stool. Let me say this. There's a stool. There's something. There's a step. If it's within three tfachim from the ground, it doesn't count. It's as if you're standing on the ground. But the moment it's three tfachim or taller, don't stand in it and daven. And therefore, similarly, don't stand on a bed. Don't stand on a sapsu. Don't stand on a kise. You know, you understand? And my friends, these dinim, if I'm not mistaken, is even if it's within three tfachim. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim would stand on the ground. That's what it is. Stand on the ground. And if there's a tall place, go down. Go to a low place. But if the whole platform is elevated, so if you have 4 amas by 4 amas, which is the minimum size halachically of a house, that's not a problem. Then we consider this to be a second story. Like you live in an apartment building. So what do you have? You don't have to go to the ground story to daven. That's your own home. Furthermore, even if you don't have 4 by 4 amas, if you are in an environment that's surrounded with mechitzas from all sides, even if inside this environment you don't have the 4 by 4 amas, because your conch, it's taller than the rest, but you can't see the rest because there's a mechitza separating it.
Rabbi, does this mean like you shouldn't really ideally daven on one of these bimas? It's very recognizable if you're up there.
So like this. So you have to put other things into account that in many very big shuls, right? And you need for the sound to carry. We are religious. We don't use microphones. We're not allowed to use it on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. And many people stand in the middle of the shul. So like this, Danny, if the bima, these fancy shuls, they have bimas with mechitzas, halakich mechitzas, it's see-through. Many of these bimas, by the way, 4 amas by 4 amas is 6 by 6 feet. I would argue that most of the big shuls with these bimas is 6 feet, and it's not a problem. Then it's not a problem. If it doesn't have that, in other words, it's a very small, elevated area, less by 4 amas by 4 amas. It's not 10 tfachim tall. there's no mechitzas. I'm sorry, there's no mechitzas. You have to have no visual. Then you're not adhering to this rule.
What is this? She'ain gavoya nikar. I mean, any of these things is very nikar. If you're standing on a bima in any shul,
if there are mechitzas.
You say mechitzas that you can't.
Mechitzas. Danny, one second. Let me say this. I don't know. It's considered a separate environment. Mechitzas, Danny, have to be 10 tefachim. Everyone can see over 10 tefachim. I think these big bimas, they have these nice wooden. There's a fence around. No one has a platform with no fence. You're kidding. The gabay will hurt himself. The balkoida will fall backwards.
3 feet, 4 feet.
That's great. That's 10 tefachim.
So what's your ego of nicker? What does that mean? To who? Who's not nicker? We can tell. It's a
platform. Okay, let's leave it open. Baitin. Again, there might be an issue. Might not be an issue. There's other things. Don't forget, none of these shmeinah devarim are ma'akev. I think the tzibur is also, you have to know how to balance things. Like if a person is choyla, they can sit down. If a person is davening, they can't hear their voice. What are you going to do? Okay, halacha, in the old shuls, they would make the shul actually going down, and the bal tefila would daven in the lowest place in the shul. Halacha, hu umanim sho'yoysim halacha b'reish ilam b'reish anid b'reish ha'koysim. People that are working for others. And it comes to Tamta Davening, and they are on top of the tree, they are on top of a board, they're on top of a wall. Then, first of all, the rule is the beginning is Yardim Lamata Mispalam Khazlamalah. Go down and daven and go back up. However, if you are on top of the following two types of trees, a olive tree or a te'ena tree or a fig tree, these trees have more branches than all others, which means it's very troublesome. More, no branches makes it impossible. Like, I don't know how people climb up a palm tree. But if you have a lot of branches going down, you get scratched. They're also mispalim b'mekayimim epneisha tircha meruba. Now, look at another nuance. So in other words, after we gave the rule, daven on a low place, there are exceptions. Right? You see, there's an exception here. I know we're going to a different topic, but since the person is going to have that much time to go up and down and he's working for someone else, daven on top of the tree. But now, ma'im mispalim. So certain people that worked and their salary was the meal that they were given. That was the minimum amount of salary. So people get paid very little. Let's say they get paid today minimum wage. Then it's okay. They can daven a little bit longer. You can't say, oh, you're wasting time. How much is the guy getting paid already? All he's getting paid is just the food that he's eating. But if you can get some money, then you have to daven havineinu. First three, last three, during the months in the year, there are exceptions. Whenever you could, you daven havineinu. Someone who is employed by someone else. Now, guys, we're not speaking about today in America. You're working from 9 to 5. Say that daven and shul at 7, daven and shul at 6, daven and shul at 8. But if davening is during the hours of work, you don't be the one leading the amid. Even birchas kohanim, you should not be giving. Anything that you are doing for the communal, you don't do because it's going to eat up more of the time. Halacha 9, now we're going into davar number 6, which is hashvos, I call controlling one's voice. Keitzad, lo yagbi akoyle b'tfilosoi. Two things. On one hand, don't daven with a raised voice. And on the other hand, don't daven silently. Don't daven in your heart. Elo, mechate chadvarim. Make sure that the word should be pronounced with your lips. He doesn't only mean the lips, but it means it should come out of your mouth. And you should hear what you're saying in a whispering tone, but don't daven in a raised voice. Now, there are two reasons Chazal give for that. Number one is, as we'll see, as we learned even in the Shemayim Davar, that even though it's after we take the three steps back, Hishtachava is part of davening, which is when a person would say supplications. People would even confess sometimes in their Amida prayer. If I'm davening loud, I'll be ashamed when people are going to hear my Avedas, as we learned being Adam Lomakim, it should not be said in public, the details. And number two, the Gemara says that it's Mikatne Yamana. It looks like I think that God can only hear me if I speak loud, when God can hear what's in my heart. I daven in your heart. The basic tefillah is to verbalize your needs. Tefillah means to speak. So you have to speak, but speak in a low tone. Elon Cain, if a person is ill, or so then what should you do? Then you can muten. Muten means you can daven loud. You can daven loud. However, if you're going to daven loud, don't daven b'tzibur. Not because only that you're going to shame yourself, because you're going to disturb other people. which is exactly what happens when you daven too loud. People next to you are being distracted from your daven. Halacha yud kriya. Kriya is bowing down. That's already number 7. This is done during the Shemoneh Esrei, during the Teisha Esrei, Ketzad, Hamispalul, Kriya, Chamish Kriyas, that when you're davening, you're going to be bowing down 5 times, and every time you're going to say the Amida prayer. Number 1 is Bebracha Rishayna Batchila Basoif. We know that, beginning and the end of the first. Ubahida Moidim Batchila Basoif. So that's 4 times. And Ucheshagayman Atfila, when you're finishing your davening, so you bow down and you take the 3 steps back while you are in a bowed position. Now, when you're bowing down at the end, taking your 3 steps back, nice and shalom bismile, right? You first bow down to the left, to your left, and then, and then the Rambam doesn't speak about the center. We have the chaminig that we saw from the Rebbe, that the Rebbe, when he was davening silently, he would daven, bow down to the left, then it's slightly straight to the right, and again slightly straight. But normally what you see today is left, right, and straight, but not right, left, left and right when you're davening the Yechidus. And the Rambam doesn't speak about straight. It's left and right. Okay, the Rambam is not going to ask why left first. The Rambam is going to say it in sight. Normally in Judaism, the right comes before the left. We'll get to that in a moment. Now, when you bow down on the 4 times, you bow down when you say the words Baruch. Really, the details that Al-Dramam is not writing. You bend your knees with the word Baruch, and then you put your extend your vertebrae. You push it, bow down when you say the word Atta. But both motions are called Kaideya. And you stand up upright when you say God's holy name. Only these 5 times, that's a commoner. Wow, every bracha beginning and then he bows down. And the king, Kivan Shishacha Barishaina, once the king bows down when he says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melokei Avraham Yisrael in the beginning, Eina Magdia Roisha Yachagoymer called Tfilah. So he does not lift his head until he finishes the whole Shemoneh Esrei. In other words, the rule is Mishu Gadol B'Yosir. The greater the person has to express a greater amount of bittul when he's davening. Halacha Yudav. Now, the question is, Halama Noisin Shalom L'Smoil Tchila. Doesn't right come first? So the answer is the Pnesha Smiley, who you mentioned, the Shekinagat Panav. My left is your right. We're dabbing in front of the Shekhinah. So it's bowing down to the right of the Shekhinah. That's the Pshat. How great is that? So you have the story. Now, you know, someone, the Rebbe asked someone in the Yechidus, why did God put the heart on the left side of the body? Why isn't it, you know, towards, if not center, to center right? Why is it center left? So the Rebbe told him, because the heart was meant to feel your fellow, to feel the fellow. My left is your right. That's it came, the Rebbe took it from this halach. The kovushi yipotin min atfila, and they also established, that when you finish davening, you should walk away from the king the way you walk away from a human king, which is, you know, you're bowing down, and you're bowing down to the king, which is why left, your left is God's right. Halacha yud beis. Kol ha-kriya se'elu. Whenever you bow down, how much do you have to bow down? Sarach sheyichra b'hem at sheyispakaku kol chuliyoy shabashedra v'yasek atzmei kekeshes. You have to make sure that your spine protrudes, right? And you look like you are in a bow, like a bow, you know, bow and arrow. You're like a bow. V'im shacham at v'tzir atzmei v'nidika kireya b'chol koichoy. But if a person is doing the best he could, they have back issues. And you can see that they're bowing down. Then you don't have to, you know, you don't have to have for all of the vertebra, so to say, to be in a bowing position. And the final halacha yud gimel. And again, guys, this is tefillah, and it's good to have that understanding that tachanun, really nefilah sapayim, which comes after you take the 3 steps back, is mamish. You can say part of the amida. It's part, not amida means standing. It's part of the tefillah more than any other part of davening, which will be. We're going to learn that. We're going to learn that today in the final, the 7th chapter, all of the brachas that we say prior to that. Is when you finish this 5th bowing down, which is when you took the steps back, you finished davening, what we would call, no, you didn't finish davening. Sit on the ground, and the noifal al panav artsam, put your face into the ground. Wow. In other words, what we accomplish is that we're going to actually have now all 3 positions when it comes to davening. We're going to have prior to the Shemoneh Esrei, we're going to have sitting positions, right? Then we're going to have standing, and we're going to have nefilah. Kriya hamura b'chol makayim, just in all words. Whenever in halach, in Torah, we use the word kneeling, kriya, it means going, falling down on your knees. The word kida means, even if your feet are on the ground, means your forehead is on the floor. Alapayim. Hishtachava means that you are fully extended, face down, both the hands and the feet. Says halacha yudalid kishu oisin nefilas apayim achar tefillah, when a person falls on their face the way we describe, so yesh mishu oisa only akida. Some people make a ishtachava. However, if you're making a ishtachava, let's go back to what we learned in Hilchos Avodas Kichavim, ba'asol asois ishtachava la'avonim. If the ground is a store floor, a stone ground, you can't do ishtachava ela b'migdash k'mo yishubayim Hilchos Avodas Zara. So therefore, make sure if you're doing that to have something that will be intervening between, especially your forehead and the ground. A person who's chashuv should not do the filosofim in public. What was Yeshua? Yeshua was answered because of his greatness. Someone who's davening on that level, there's an expectation that his tefillas will be answered. And if his tefillas will not be answered, maybe because that person is really not behaving yet properly, people don't know that he's not yet behaving properly because of the Chilul Hashem. So then don't do that. But that's only not to do a bona fide, full-fledged ishtachava. Avomata, upon of ma'at, but a person should tilt one's face, even though he's not pressing it into the ground. Umikah, just to know the reason why in Shulchan Aruch it says that when what we do nowadays is not this full ishtachava, we don't even put our heads on our hand directly. We have something intervening at a cloth. That's because when we would do the proper nefilas apayim, we would have a cloth because the floors then were made out of stone. So it remained that you have something intervening your head. Another din, sometimes a person wants to make ishtachava, but there's a stone floor and they don't have something to make that chatzitza. You can daven shmoneh esrei here and do nefilas apayim. This just shows you the fact that Rambam has to write it means that it should be viewed as one continuum. It's davening, amida, and a fila. Continuum. Very good. Now that Rambam writes, halacha tezvav, the final halacha, that on minig pashut b'chol Yisrael, that she'ein nefilas apayim b'shabbos z'mayad. Nefilas apayim is not done on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, not on Rosh Hashanah, not on Rosh Chodesh, not on Chanukah, not on Purim, not even on Mincha, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Nor ever by Maitiv. However, the Yechidim, there are individuals, the Shonefim, Altaim, Ba'arvis, right, but we don't, the Yechidim. Now, Yom Kippur is the only Yom Tov that Maitiv Altaim, that Amam writes, B'chol Tefillah B'Tefillah. What do we do on Yom Kippur? Only by Chazaras Hashatz of Musa, to say that, but Amam writes, it's a Yom Tov, but Neshu Yom Tchino Ba'kosha V'Tainis. So that's a very good understanding of Nefilas HaPayim. You know, at your davening, the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah wrote Nusach, as we learned, but the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah did not write what you should say when you're doing Nefilas HaPayim, and it's very potent, and the stories in the Gemara, and especially that if people don't make any interruption what we call Shemoneh Esrei, until they say Nefilas HaPayim, like there's a big koyach in that prayer, Dafka when you're falling on your face. Okay, Perek Shishi, moving on to the next chapter. Perek Shishi has 10 halachas. Prior to the next chapter, to Perek Shvi, in which we're going to learn about all of the brachas that we are mesadet before the Amida prayer, we're going to be learning about, let's call this in Yiddish, the Arum of Tefillah. Many specific halachas about the Arum of Tefillah. Let's begin with halacha Aleph. Here again, we had in the previous halacha this concept of achoyde beis haknesses. Let's simple. If there's a door, one door that opens up to the synagogue, and this is the only synagogue in this area, and they are davening, walking by it without entering is something that you may not do. Now, even if you have a justifiable reason why you cannot daven here, you davened already or whatever, doesn't look good. Don't walk by the entrance, but with you not entering, unless it's clear to people that your lack of entering is for a purpose. It's not stam prika soil. You're carrying something. People understand you're busy. Or if the Beis HaKnesses has two doors, but not two doors on the same side of the street. So when a person sees you walking by on the southern wall, they can say, oh, maybe you're going to be entering from the western side, from the western wall. Now, if the city, meaning in your location, there are two Bate Knesias, that's already not problematic. Right? So funny, sometimes by Marasayan, we say that people think the worst. Here, you can say people will think positive. The im yesh le tefillin b'roishay, just wearing tefillin already allows you to walk by it. Because we don't want it to appear that you are a poetic oil mick. The fact that you're wearing tefillin shows now that you're makabel the oil. Halacha beis, I'm a spalla matzibur. Person is davening with the community, especially if he's leading the tefillah, or if people will be waiting for him. You're not davening in a corner. You're part of the tzibur, right? You're, let's say, you're from the six that we need to make sure you daven together. Don't extend your davening too much. When you're davening alone, daven as long as you want. Don't cause other people to have to wait for you. If after you daven, you want to add, and we just finished in the previous Perek, that nefilas apayim, that was considered an extension of the proper prayer. There, no problem, because no one will be waiting for you. Then you can be moisiv. Also, if it's not going to make people wait for you, you can extend your tefillah. So now we're learning another Shmoyne Esrei, that in every prayer you can add. That's really what you have to do by tefillas nadava. And the Rambam is going to say ketan, for example. Now, adding in every single of the 13 middle ones can only be if you're adding the content of that prayer. So if someone is sick, we're going to see by Shema Tefillah, you can daven for whatever you want. But if you want to daven for an individual, don't add that verbally or even mentally when you're davening. I don't know how to chayna lodom das. It should be from that tefillah. Someone is sick, and you have to do it as eloquently as you could in the same language. If a person needs parnasa, but if you want to add any type of additional prayer in the daven in the bracha of Shemayat Tefillah, you can do. If it's a personal request, it should not be made over there. Another din, a room of Tefillah. A person is not allowed to taste anything prior to davening or to do work. By the way, Yitoim means tasting, but not, it does not exclude drinking water. Then you had it, there's a whole evolution. And the coffee, especially in areas where everyone drinks coffee, does not exclude. You are allowed to drink coffee. That's what the Rambam is saying. Or do any melacha ma'ach shi'al amud ha-shachar ad she'ispalol tefillah shachris. Another thing. Chein le'yashkum le'pesach haveir elishol b'shloim ekonim she'ispalol tefillah shachris. Don't visit your fellow to greet him in his house. Right, we learned this in the Gemara. If you meet someone while you're walking to shul and you want to say shalom, no problem. But going to someone's house to wish them shalom before you told God shalom that you're not allowed to do. Don't begin a trip prior to davening. The above is not restricted prior to musaf, neither prior to koydim mincha. So you can be toyim. You can be toyim bad, abel ena soyed, but having a bona fide sa'uda may not be done. Samoch l'mincha, guys, who remembers? Samoch l'mincha means 30 minutes prior to mincha. Mincha here means mincha gedoyla. Okay, it's important. Now, halachay, kivash yizman mincha gedoyla. Now, before was samoch l'mincha. Now, guys, let's be medayik. Medayik means that the only thing you can't do 30 minutes prior to or within the 30 minutes is sitting down to having a meal. But once 12:30 hit, now we're ready. Leikonis lamerchans, don't go into a bathhouse, even if you're not planning to bathe with water, you're only planning to use it as a schwitz. Don't do that. Achi yispalo, because shemi yisalik, you might faint from over schwitzing, and be a bottle min atvila. V'loy lechol, afila aray. And samuch lemincha, the only thing you cannot have is a seuda. But you could have samuch lemincha, achilas aray, however you'll define that. Once mincha gedoyla came, you can't have achilas aray. Shami yimshak ba'achila. Nor v'loy ladun, even if you are already up to the gemar din, because even when you are about to give a ruling, imagine you're sitting in an entire, you're the dayan, you're about to paskin, and some dayan or some talmud says, "Whoa, I have a whole different svarim," and the whole thing begins all over again. Shami yisal said, "I didn't." Yimshak ba'achila menat tefila. Okay, well, yeah, should listen. Yeah, separate list, but don't sit by a barber, guys. This is all. Not 30 minutes prior. This is once it's man mincha gedoyla. don't sit down in front of a barber. I feel it to spite his head yet. Even though you're not taking this fancy haircut that takes who knows how long. You're taking a pashut haircut. You say, come on, it takes 5 minutes. No. Achi is follow. Because Shemi Yeshav Arazut, maybe the scissor will break. And Oy Gavalt, you're not going to go out with a half a haircut until they fix the scissor. Well, you can't slibursik, he's some of the minchas. She's followed people that used to be involved in tanning hides. Don't enter such a place for work until you daven mincha, because Shema Yira hefsik mi balachtei. Oh, so you're going to enter a place where they're doing work for you. If you're going to see the gavalt that they're making, you're going to try to rectify. Now, however, all of the above is that you should not begin, but if you begun already, then lo yafsik, you don't need to stop, because come on, everything that we mentioned, you're speaking about the zvan mincha gedoyla, finished it, and then daven mincha. When you say if you began taking a haircut, then you can take it, but don't begin. Okay, what's the point where you say you did not begin and now you have begun? When they put that shmata with everyone else's hair on your lap, today it's worse. Today they put it around your neck. Then they didn't care if the head alach fall in your neck, but they put something on your lap. Same idea that your hair should not, I don't know what, should not go in your pants. So once they put it down, that's called it begun already. What's shot? You began taking a bath. When you took off your undergarment, it means if you are in the middle chamber and you took off your outer garments, get out and daven mincha. If you already took off your undershirt or the underwear, that's already you began the shvitz. When people would go into these tanning houses, there would be a special way that they would tie their garments. They wouldn't have other garments, but they would knot them up. They would tie them between the shoulders. Come on, like professionals do. Some people, that's all they do. They're going to work, they put on their working clothing. That's it. They're working. They're doing nothing, but they have their working clothing. Once you put on your working clothing, what's what you began to eat? Livnei Eretz Yisrael, from when you wash your hands. Livnei Bavel, from when you untied your belt. Bnei Eretz Yisrael wore loose-fitting clothing, more modest. Bnei Bavel wore tight-fitting clothing. They were so tight, even for men, you couldn't eat. So once you untied your belt, that's called you began your meal. Emesayas cholas hadin, that we say that once they began the din, finished the din, mishiyas atzva dayanam yeshu, once they put on their talos or the special garments, if they are already sitting with another din toira, they are already wearing talosim. It doesn't mean that they can begin past. They can continue with the din toira. They have to begin this din toira. Once the litigants begin saying their time is halacha zayin, afal pishatilas arvis is only on the level of a reshus. She kiblu aleinu kolchayva, but it's a reshus lo yavi. Other than malach to the yemen, a person should not come back from his work and saying, "I'm hungry. Let me eat a little bit. Let me rest a little bit, and then I'll daven." Because once you do that, shema tanoi tanoi space the sheni. Maybe the sleep will overcome you. The nimsa yashin kol alayla. You'll sleep through the whole night. Hello, you come home from work, daven maitiv. And then eat, drink, or go to sleep. Now, half an hour prior to Shachris, we learned yesterday, the Zmani Shachris, imagine, then you can do what we said. You're already nearing the time of Shachris. First of all, like we mentioned, taking a bath, going into the Merchots is something that should not take more than 30 minutes. Why are we afraid something will go off? So there's gzeira. The Chachamim never made a gzeira by something that's not shchiach. It's not shchiach for people to take a haircut, for people to take a shvitz, then at least, samach l'shachris. Apnei sheli gozru, ela samach l'mincha, shudover ha-matzui, sheroi fo'am nechlasim shom bayoim, avol b'shachar, dover she'en ha-matzui, and l'gozru, right? Dover she'en shchiach, here the Rambam says, dover she'en ha-matzui, l'gozru barabon.
Even though it's worse.
Samuch l'shachris. You're 30 minutes prior. I'm saying, because he's not saying you can do it once, it's the time to daven shachris. Emanates. He's saying that if you're 30 minutes prior to that, these are activities that if nothing goes wrong, won't take you 30 minutes. It's gzeda maybe. Halachei. Misha yoisik b'talmud toira. Igiaz man tfila. Poisik umispalo. However, that's a very high level of learning Torah. Here, for such a person, you don't stop learning for davening. If your Torah is on that level, and is ka'oisik b'divrei Torah on this level. It's very common. Remember Rabbi Marlow of blessed memory, used to daven shachris in the later time of this man. That was a real oisik b'tzarchit tziv, and I think the Rebbe told him to do that. Okay, let's go back. Halacha tes ein amispalol mafsik tfilosi elam epneis hakonis lefashas bolvan. In the final, is the harum that someone who's davening cannot interrupt the davening only if his life is in danger. Once you are already davening, and look at this. Afilu melech Yisrael shoyel b'shloimoi. What did the guys, if you remember, we put it at slate. But this is in contrast to what we learned by Kriya Shema, right? Asking, initiating, responding in the Shmoyne Esrei, even if a king lo yishivenu. Why melech Yisrael? Because it's an insult, but he's not going to hurt you because he understands you're davening Shmoyne Esrei. Aval paisik ol melech goy. Because if a melech goy doesn't get a response from you, he might kill you. Or you see another type of anos, a mafia person, a bandit is coming towards you. So guys, what did we learn so far? We learned about the normal articulation of the 19 prayers. We learned about havineinu. Havineinu means you say the first third, the last three, you just abbreviate the middle. We learned at the end, the last halacha we learned in yesterday's three parakam Rambam shir is that you can say, you know, that tzorchi am chomeruba, but that in ketzora, that's even a more abbreviated. Now we're learning up another type of Shmoneh Esrei. That's another type of Shmoneh Esrei. I'm in the middle of davening. I'm up to, I don't know, Hashim or Shavtenu Kavar Yashayna. I see in the distance that this person, a dangerous person, is coming. I estimate that in 30 seconds he's going to be here. It's dangerous for me to be in his presence. So what I should do is, if I could, I should say the first line and the Baruch Ato Hashem of the remaining brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. I'm being mekatzedet, not by skipping over brachas. Refa'enu Hashem v'nei rofei, Baruch Ato Hashem, refechei le'am Yisrael. You should be, that's pshat, to be mekatzer. Only the psichos and the chasimos. But if you don't have enough time, if you're going to do all the psichos and the chasimos, that person who might hurt you is going to be right in front of you. Then you have to interrupt. In other words, if there's a life danger, so if they already are with you and you are living in a place that the snakes there are, their venom is life endangering, then stop and run away. But if the snakes are mistach, you know, it might not be that pleasant. It's going to hurt. It's not going to kill you. And a poisik has to be a life danger involved. Final halacha yud. Oh, nashim va'avadim k'tanim chayovin b'tfilon. Wow. So let's go. Rambam l'shitosai. Since the Rambam began Hilchas Tfilah, that biblical prayer, verbally asking God for our needs every day, but there's no time, etc., is considered mitzvah. Say she'ein azman geromam. So therefore, they're obligated to daven. Now, does the Rambam mean to say that they're obligated to daven what we call the Shmoneh Esrei? The Rambam doesn't write that. That's the big topic. The Magen Avraham, I think, writes that we see that for so many hundreds of years, I think it's the Magen Avraham, that women didn't daven. That's because he says that they say Maidani. And that's enough to fulfill biblical prayer. There's many people that push back on that, but just to get the... And ketanim are chayovim because of chinuch. Big lashon of chayovim. Now, chol ish apatim in kriya shema, is automatically, like we remember the chasin, psula, until the matzi Shabbos, chayis and oinen. Whoever we learn to shema will be patim in atzvila. Adarabah, because you need to have even more kavana for a longer amount of time. V'cholam lavin asameis, afa pish ein amita tzorech bohem. And therefore, they are chayiv in Shema because ein hamita tzorech lehem. Here, the peturin min atfila. One of the reasons is, since we said that tefillah has to be done standing, in other words, they're being malave, even though we learned, you know, exceptions, you can be sitting, but you're not going to be walking when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei. You can't do it when you're malave hameis. And while you're being malave hameis, even though Shema, you have to stand, but Shema, we learned only have to stand for what? For the one pasuk. Shema Yisrael. Here you're standing for a much longer amount of time, so you will be exempt of Tfilah. Gevaldik. Okay, Chevra, today's third and final chapter, Perek Shvi. So now we're going to learn about the Seder of Brachas and Davening that comes before Shmoneh Esrei. Much of it was enacted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, but not all of it. Says the Rambam, Perek Shvi has 18 halachas. Let's get moving. Halacha Alt. The Rambam wants to make an emphasis, again, not all of what you call the davening in the Siddur, but we're going to begin now with what we call Birchas HaShachar. The same Chachamim who formulated the Nusach of the Teisha Esrei, right, really, no, Shmoneh Esrei, because the Rambam says Rabban Gamliel, who came much later, whichever one he was, added the 18th. So generally, the Shmoneh Esrei was written by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. They were the ones, at the same time, Tiknu Brachos Acheres LeBaruch Chosam B'chol Yom. And the Rambam is always into numbers. Yaakov, if I were to ask you, how many Birchas HaShachas do you have? How many brachas do you have in the morning? A lot. I know a lot. I'm saying I know this from there. 18. Most 18. We'll see over here. In other words, we're speaking about Asha and the Telos Yadayim, Asha Yotzeh, the Lekai Neshama, before Berchas HaTorah, separate. There's 18 without Berchas HaTorah. Let's go see. Now, I want to say one nekuda, even though we're beginning with Hamapo, that the Rambam holds that all of the brachas that we associate with Berchas HaShachar, and let's begin with going to sleep, should be said while you're doing that activity, only if you're doing that activity. Very unlike what we do right now. We're learning the Rambam. So let's begin with going to sleep. When you go into bed to go to sleep at night. Very unlike us. We say the Shema, right? And many people have a big, many tefillos. And the last thing is Hamapo. The Rambam said Hamapul before he read the Shema. Say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hamapul Chev L'Sheinei Aleinai, HaMashkia Eshnas Tadema, the one who is sinking my, God is helping me sink into a restful slumber. HaMeir L'Ishan Basoyim, there's a lot about God illuminating the pupil of the eye, something very much connected to sleep. Yiratz Malfanach Hashem Elokai, Shetatzileini Mi Yetzero Mi Pegarov, Al Yibah Haluni Chalem Yisroim, B'lo Yirurim Roim, Usehei Mitozah Shleim Elofanach. And so that's for me sleeping properly. And then I should wake up. I can have a good sleep, but not wake up. That's number one. After you say Amapul, Halacha Beis, the Kreda Parsha Rishonim Kriya Shema V'Yashem. Read Shema. How much Shema? The Rambam writes the first Parsha. V'afilu Ishti Yisheni Imai. Koidem pasuk rishon oy psuke rachman ba'achar kach yishan. Now we have to still abide by the laws we learned before, which is that if you if the bodies are touching, we had all these halachos. If im anos
instead of Shema.
No. What do you mean instead of Shema?
You say koyd pasuk rishon.
Oh, yeah.
Just the first
pasuk. Yeah. I know. He's right. Yeah. The Rambam is not saying you have to read the Shema. Or correct. Other psukim is a Tehillim Tzadik Aleph. Correct. The main thing is the bracha is Hamapul. Shema is like a protection. There are other psukim for protection. Very good.
And it's different than Kriya Shema Balayla.
Yeah. For sure. The Imanosat Shina. If a person is falling asleep, then read Afilu Pasuk Rishon. Then Lechatchila, all you have to read is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Oy Psukei Rachamim, not Shema. Tzadik Aleph, and then go to sleep. Now, halachi gimel b'sha'ah sheyikatz b'soif shenasai. Here's what we call birchas hashach, because by us the Alter Rebbe made the siddur in a way that it begins with the morning. In the times of the Gemara, we did not have moida ani. That's rule number one. The rule number two: in the times of Chazal, meaning until the end of the Gemara, people were on a higher level, and a person didn't always have to wash their hands in the morning prior to saying God's name. Always washing the hands before davening. Like we learned before. Reichitz, Rambam, Panav, Yad Averaglov. Fine. But here, the Rambam is not going to speak about washing the hands until later. Lohoyer, something that's very troublesome. It sounds that many of these brachas were said without even wearing a yarmulke. Let's read it inside. B'shah sheikatz b'seif shenasei, mevarech bu'al mitasei. So, it's interesting, but in the beginning of today's Pedic, it says, Kishikones Adam Lemitasai. Kishikones Adam Lemitasai, like the Hamapol, does it mean you're reading it in your bed or while? It sounds like the bracha you make before you get into the bed. When you're in your bed, it sounds like you're reading the Shema. You have to know how to read the Rambam. Here, you are clearly in your bed. He writes explicitly, while you're in your bed, the Moida Ani of the times of Chazal was Elokai, the Shema Shenasat to be Tohoira. Ato Averasa. It's amazing. before you created it, it already existed. How can something exist if it was not created? That's Chassidus over here. This is before washing clear. In the bed, before wearing a yarmulke also, if the yarmulke fell. After it also, after you start about the nafachtim, after Mashamar became, after also little many, after also lach zero b, but also loving. Calls mancha, remember to Louis Bikirbi. Moi Daniel of Anach Hashem Lakai, the Boyn Kalamasin, Borachat Hashem, Hamachsin, the Shamas of God Amazon. Rabbeinu Yoina, right? That's the beginning. Rabbeinu Yoina says, absolutely not. True, but the Zman Chazal, no Netilas Yadayim needed yet. But now we are not so holy. Now there's Tuma that Shoida Al Yadayim. Now when a person Bachal is touching all over the place, now he writes from then on that you may not say God's name prior to washing your hands. However, to keep the tradition of acknowledging God in your bed prior to anything, we formulated another prayer, which is the Moed Ani, which doesn't say God's name. And Bipnimius, the core of the Yid, never becomes tummy. There's some part of us that is untumable. So therefore, you can say it in there. Now, Halacha Dalid, Kish Yishemei Kol Tana Goylim, when you hear it, and it's only if you hear the sound of the rooster crow, making noise, Bevarech, Barachat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hanoisen La Sechli, Sechli is a rooster, Bino Lahavchli Yimel Olam. I wonder today if the Rambam would say when you hear your alarm clock ringing, but you can't say this nosach because there's no seichel in the alarm clock. Hanoisen seichel to the Adam who set the alarm clock. Maybe there will be another formulation. Maybe that would the Chazal will say that lahavchli Yimel Olam. If you're getting dressed, I'm saying if, because the Rambam is going to write that explicitly. If someone slept with their clothing and they're not getting dressed, according to the Rambam, they would not make the bracha of Malda Sharumin. You're undressed. You're getting dressed. When you're getting dressed, make that bracha. See, this is what I want to understand. Sadina Yaroshi, either it means that you're wearing yarmulke. Sadina means your second hat. L'chayda Sadina means you're covering your head. L'chayda means that would mean that all of the brachas with God's name, not only no negalasit, yet you're not even covering your head.
Sadina is like a sheet, no?
Sadina is a sheet. It's a cloth.
Like a turban? Like
yeah, but I don't know if they had the yarmulkes then. Like, other than that sheet, what did they have? Like, and then we're all echvesesh. In other words, when you find in Chazal, what do we find in the Gemara? Write down it. Also, leilach talad amas begilu roish. It's about not walking. It's not about not speaking to God. When you put your hands over your eyes, here again, everyone asks, that Rambam is clearly not up to Netilas Yadayim yet. The Gemara says, even in the times of the Gemara, that if you, this machine dropped, that prior to Netilas Yadayim, touching your eyes, may your hand be cut off, the Gemara says, because of the demons that are on your hands. So they touch, maybe the Rambam means that people would, through a cloth, they would take the crust off from their eyes. Wow. When you sit up, you say, when you put your feet on the ground, the fact that there is a ground, you say, don't take the ground for granted. When you stand up, now, here's Yaakov, now that you wash your hands, the Rambam says you have to wash your face. So Mavarech Barachat Hashem Lekinim Alochaylam Amavur Chevli Shenim Einai Slumim Yafapli. You don't know if Anach Hashem Lekay Velekay Vasai Shetargilenu Lidvar Mitzvah. But Al Targilenu Lidvar Aveiru Vavim. The Tishlu Bi Yitzir Toi Vayishlu Bi Yitzir O. U Sechas Keini Be Mitzvah Secha. V'sei Chalki B'sayda Secha. V'sei Tnei Nilchen Olchais Lerach Meinecha. V'ein Echol Roya. V'sei Bilen Chazaron Toivim Barachat Hashem. Goymel Chasodim Toivim. In other words, every bracha make while you are doing it. Halacha, hey, they didn't have very good. They're not done yet. Shkoyach. Now, no, it's Netilas Yadayim.
Does anybody still do this?
Huh?
Does anybody do this where they're doing each bracha as they get up?
I only know I'm a Lubavitcher, Baruch Hashem. So I was not confused. I was raised with one derech. At least my father thought so. That's it. I don't know. Let's go right there. Halacha, hey. I know there's a big thing, Danny, that I know whether you say this in the home, whether you say it in the shul. I know that we say it in the home. Yeah, other people say them in the shul. Very good. Halachay. Chol zman shikonas lebeis hakisei. Whenever you enter the bathroom. Now, At what point did you enter the bathroom? The Rambam didn't say. But it could be you're only going to go to the bathroom out after all this, because now, you know, you can start walking. When you enter the bathroom, so this is a tefillah again. This is in the times of Chazal. Only great people should say it. We all have malachim that are with us the whole time. There is a tefillah that all of us make once a week. Shalom Aleichem. We acknowledge their presence. And we tell them, Atzeichem l'shalom. But really, there's malachim with us the whole time. And when you go into a bathroom, they don't go into the bathroom. They wait outside. And great people speak to their angels. Before you enter the Beis HaKisei, Oimer, Kodim Sheikonis, Hizchabdu Mechubadim Kedoshim. Be honored, holy, honorable ones. Mishar Sei Elyon, servants of the Most High. Izruni, Izruni. Shimruni, Shimruni. There were special demons hung out on the bathrooms. So even though they're not entering with you, you need their protection.
So you have to say this four times a night?
Four times you're doing good. Wait until you come to my age. Batsu, you can just move into the bathroom. How great is that? Anyways, already the Beis Yosef says that you don't say it anymore. We're not that great. You don't speak to the angels. Now, after you leave the bathroom, this is not, the Rambam is putting it over here in the Sanel, not because Lav Davke it was at this point, because it's not related only to the morning. This is generally whenever you go to the bathroom. You say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Alekeinu Malach Olam, Ashiyatzer Es Adam Chachmam, Uvarabai Nekavim, Nekavim, Halulim, Halulim. Interesting, there's a doubling of the Lashon. The prayer prior, not the prayer, the conversation with the angels. You don't pray to angels. You know, Izruni, Izruni, Shimruni, Shimruni. Golo Vidyo Lefnei Chizr Vedecha, Shim Yisrasa Nechamayim, O Yim Epesei Chachmayim, Yefshu Eskar Efeu Shrachos. Baruch Ata Hashem, Reifei Kol Basur Omafli Lassois. Halacha Vav. When you're fastening your belt, you say, and you have to understand something, that people then, they wore jalaba, right? Remember, you like, and when they walked outside, they turned their robe into pants, because when they tightened their belt, it like separated the shirt from the feet, and then they would also tighten it by their feet, that it shouldn't be all over the place. That's the way, just that's the real fastening of the belt. When you put on your shoes, the pshat is you can only do your needs when you're wearing shoes. Again, if you live in a place where people don't wear shoes, that's fine. But you can't go out and do your tzrachim without wearing shoes. When you push it, are walking outside your house. That's where you say, Amechem Tzadigavim. Now, in addition, and this is not action related, it's not about you're doing something, you're getting dressed, you make these following three brachas. Why is that? First of all, the Gemara says, if you remember in Eruvin, you don't make these brachas in the positive. You don't say Shasani Yisrael. You don't say Shasani Ish, because Noyach Loyla Adam Shalei Nivra Mishanivra. That was that whole machlekes. It's better for you not to have been created. So you're saying in the negative, now that you created me, and why not a goy? A goy only has shavar mitzvahs. We have more. In other words, the more mitzvahs, the better. I want responsibility. On that context, that I'm not a woman who takes a chayv in many, almost all the mitzvahs, but not in all the mitzvahs. I'm happy that I'm chayv in all the mitzvahs. Who's exempt also from all the mitzvahs. Halacha seven. Now, if you count, you'll see that including Ashayotza, and until us yadayim and alokayin etzor, all of bracha, same thing. If you count on the siddur, moedani is not a baruch ato Hashem from until us yadayim until the end of the first yiratzim. The second yiratzim doesn't have the words baruch ato Hashem. You have 80. We're up to 80, and it's going to numbers. Shmoyin.
What was the baruch ato Hashem
concerning? Oh, so I, who writes that? I think it's the tour. The tour is the one that writes the bracha. Now, I don't think the Torah formulated the bracha. But somebody had a tradition. It doesn't fit with what the Gemara says in Erev. No, it's the Gemara speak. Why don't we say it in the positive? If that would be the case, then her bracha, if that's, we don't say it. But if she were to say, Shosani Kirtsoini, then she's making a bracha on the positive.
Once you made me,
we can say Shosani Yisrael. Once you made me.
Maybe
so why can't we say Shosani Yisrael? Once you made me, we don't say that. We want to emphasize that it's a precaution. I have to be careful. Of course, we are on a mission, but there's a danger. So be careful.
Why dafke these three? There's so many things, Shalayasani.
In the context of the mitzvahs, only these three. It's about mitzvahs. We're going into
but
the
you could say one, Shasani Yisrael, and you cover everything.
So the Gemara says, because since Noyach Leila Adam Shalay Nivra, we can't say these brachas in the positive. And you want to speak about that I'm happy that I have more responsibility.
Your coin, say Shalayasani.
So he's asking, why doesn't the coin say Shalayasani Yisrael? He didn't make me a yid. How can he say that? As a Chvinish can yid. Okay, let's go by. Shalayasani Tuntabad Regnes is a Nichlal in Shalayasani Isha. Everyone gets stuck here. I can say one thing, that the Mishagas of the world today, everything is equal. Look at what it's leading to. When we grew up, it was very challenging, these questions. How can you say Shalayasani Isha? Now I can say whatever we're doing is right, because our kids are not mutilating the bodies to become, to transition into other genders. Today you see how the ideas of the world, which sound very nice, are destroying our children. We should be so proud. We can explain it. We're right. It's working. We're not killing ourselves. We're not growing up in pain. Halacha zayin. Shmoyne asur berachas ein lam seid. The 18th, the Rambam says that no, there's no order. The Rambam. Ve'ein elam mevarach kol achas al dover shabracha b'shvili b'shatoi, if you're doing it. Ketzer. Harei shachaga chagoyrei al mitosin. Some chacham wants to make, you know, his jalaba into pants. So he's putting on his belt in his bed. The mevarach in his bed. Oizom igmura. Shomer kol tarnagol. Then he says, in other words, could be you wake up before you hear the tarnagol. You're already up. And then the alarm clock goes off. And this is the key. And if you're not chayiv, what happens if Lon Biksuse? Why should you put on pajamas only to take it off and to get dressed? The question doesn't make sense. Sleep in your clothing. Right? It's logical. So if a guy sleeps in his clothing, he does not make a bracha when he gets a malbush harum because he's already dressed. Holach yachad, if a person walks around barefoot, committing many people in those countries, ain't a mavarach, shas lichot sark. On Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, by the way, she'ain shom rechitza, you don't make a bracha, al latil asinayim, v'loy hamavar chevel isheni, guys, we don't pass like the Rambam in many cases. Okay. Especially since, even on Yom Kippur, now that we wash our hands, there's a ruach ra. The Rambam was like on the level of Damayroim. There was no Ruach Ra. You say, Elikai Netzar in the bed. And we take a wash our hands. Elamah, we mentioned yesterday, Adapedic. There's a three-way machloik. It's what Adapedic means. So we wash our hands only until the middle Pedic. The lowest Pedic is the wrist. The middle Pedic is the knuckles, where the palm of the hand goes to the fingers. There's a higher Pedic. We wash it over there, and that's enough to take away the Ruach Ra. But we say, until Sinai. Anyway, the Rambam says we don't say it. Not a Mabluch Hevle Shenoi. Because you're not going to wash your face. You say when you wash, you don't wash your face. If a person doesn't go into a bathroom, halacha 9. Now says the Rambam, the Rambam is already acknowledging that many people, he noticed, will make all of the 18 in the Beis HaKnesses, regardless, v'tosu, v'ein roi lasis kein, v'lo yivarech bracha el in kein is chayiv ba. There's two objections. First of all, if you're not chayiv, you're not letting God's name in vain. And the Rambam wants you to do it while you did it. Even though it's not a birchas hamitzvahs, it's not a birchas hanaher, birchas shevach, but praise God for that, for you. We paskin, we're praising God for the fact that there is a mitzias of malbush harum. Let's go back. You. When you wake up to learn Torah, if you're learning Torah prior to Shema, let me say the opposite. If after making these 18 brachas, you're right away saying Shema, then in what we call Ahavas Olam, you have the content of all of what we call the three Birchas HaTorah in the Ahavas Olam. And therefore, if someone did not make Birchas HaTorah, but they read the Shema in Birchay Se'ad, they don't make the Birchas HaTorah. But if someone is going to get up, that's the koydim sheyikra kriya shema, which is exactly what we're doing. We're learning Torah before we're davening. Bein kara ba Torah shemichsav, bein kara ba Torah shemal peh. Ooh, now you have to make birchas haTorah. Noitel yadav tchila, so you have to wash your hands. In other words, until here, you don't have to wash your hands. But now you're learning Torah, go wash your hands. Umevarech shalish brachas, and make the following three brachas. Yaakov, Bachakach, Koira, and then learn Torah. These are the three brachas. Then bracha number two is Hadev No Hashem Elokeinu Ziris Rosko Befinu Befias Amcha Beis Yisrael Veni Anachnu Metzatzu Enu Metzatzu Amcha Yoidei Shemecha Vaoiski Soyde Secha Baruchatu Hashem Amlam Tere Lama Yisrael. And then Baruchatu Hashem Elokeinu Malach Olam Asher Bachavanu Mikol Amim and Asulanu Estiros Baruchatu Hashem Leisana Pleida. And it's clear, right? What is this a Birchas Hanhenen? Could be the Vahadev No. It said Birchas HaMitzvos. Birchas HaMitzvos would be Hashem Kedoshanu Mitzvayso V'Tzivanu. That would be the first bracha. It's almost like it's a Birchas HaMitzvos, the first one. The second one sounds like a Birchas HaNehenim, which should be done Koidim La'asi Yosem. And it sounds like the third one is like a Birchas Shevach V'Yidom, that you were praising God for us being chosen. Every day you have to make this bracha. Every day, meaning, unlike the Prekei Achivrim, unlike Malbu Sharumim, if a person is blind, they don't make it. This you have to make every day. What part of Torah should be said immediately after? Because if it's like a Birchas HaMitzvahs has to be done over La'asa Yosem, prior, not 10 minutes prior. So right afterwards, read the minigas to read Birchas Kahanim. The Yesh Mekoyim Shekoyim and Tzav is B'nai Yisrael. Guys, this Tzav is Parshas Pinchas, the carbon of Tamid. There are people that read both, and also that's Torah Shabbat Sav. We also want to read Torah Shabbat Peh. Kodem Prakam Ayaloch has been a Mishnah min Abraises. Our meaning is to read Vais to Mishnah Peh. Halacha Yud Beis says that Rambam Shibcho Chachamim, the Chachamim in the Gemara said Rabbi Yosi, my Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches, the Mishnah Kodem Smilas Masefer Tila Mechol Yom V'Yoyim. Even though this was not enacted by the Anshe Knesset Hagdoyla, but to add prior to Birchais Kriya Shema, to add the five last kapitlach tehillim, beginning from Tehillah David until the end of the Sefer. That's something that's great. And now other minhagim. Ve'kfar nohagu. You don't only do that, you add to that. Likrois psukim lefneim alachreim, yichvei Hashem lo'olam. This is a composite of psukim. You read, you know, Baruch Hashem lo'olam amen v'yamein, ay Baruch David. Ve'tiknu, and not only that, but ve'tiknu bracha lefnei asmiris, that prior to these mirois, we say the bracha Baruch Sha'amar, and we make another bracha post these midas, which we call Yishtavach. So if you think about it, let's do the numbers. You had 18, right? We had 18. Then we added the three Birchas HaTorah. So that's 21. Now we just added two more. Because not only do we all do what Rabbi Yossi did, we know we add, and we add Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtavach, so up to 23. Remember that. Now you begin reading the Shema, and you read the Shema, now, and then we'll see it in today's Perek, and then you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei right away. Says that Amalach Yud Gimel, Yesh Mekoymoy, Shonahagu Balikres, B'chol Yom Achshu B'rach Yishtabach. People would add after Yishtabach, before Birchas Krishma, they would add Shiras Hayom. We do it before Yishtabach. Say, V'charkach Mevorcham Al Shema, the Yesh Mekoymoy, is that they would read Parshas Hazinu. There are certain individuals that would read both. After Yishtabach, they would read Shiras Hayom and Shiras Hazinu, and V'hakol Yamin. Says the Rambam, now he's going to put it, now that we're going in through the Seder Abrachas, he wants to remind us that this will address something that came way prior to Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla, that Dovid HaMelech was the one, based on the Pasuk, Mo Hashem Shoyel Me'imach Kim Le'ira Mo Al Tikrimo El Meir. So says the Rambam, Malachi Yudalot Chayv Adol Baruch Me'ir Brachas B'chol Yom. We are obligated to daven to say 100 Brachas. B'chol Yom doesn't mean during the daytime of the day. It doesn't mean during the night time of the day. It means in every 24-hour period. Now, how do we fulfill it? Now it's easy. You'll see, you fulfilled it already. How do you hit 100 without, you know, no one, you know, many people say, I never counted. But you're good. Just follow the system. First of all, we just went through, again, the 23, the 18, plus the 3, plus the 2 of Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. We're not up to Kriya Shema yet. Now, what did we, in Kriya Shema, we said in every 24 hours. So aside of the 23 of Shacharis, when you're speaking about Shema, Shema has to be read twice. By Shema, we already learned before, two after, two before, and one after. Totaling for each time, seven. Totaling altogether, seven. The Sheva Brachas Shal Kriya Shema, if you include both the Shacharis and Arvis, the Brachas before and prior. So 23 and seven, where are we up to? 30, very good. Now let's go back to the morning. When you put on your tzitzis, that's a birchas hamitzvahs, but we do it every day. You make the bracha, Hashem Kesham says, Yitzvanu, Lissata v'tzitzis. That's number 31. When you put on your tefillin, the Rambam says, you make one bracha, Hashem Kesham says, Yitzvanu, L'neach tefillin, up to number 32. Good? Now, Yisholosh, Tfilois, Shebachol, Tfila, Behen, Shmoneh, Esrei, Brachos, don't forget, before the 19th, let's not even include the 19th. I know that Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't have 18. Let's go with the 18. 18 times 3, my friends, is 54. 54 and 32 is 86. So first of all, we have an 86. Harei Shmoinim v'sheish Barachas. Now, let's go further. We're supposed to eat twice a day. Eating means to have a su'uda with bread. So let's go to the, how many brachas do you make in every su'uda? Sh'oichu shnei su'uda shal yoyim b'halaylam, which is the norm. M'varech arba esei brachas. You're going to have another 14. 86 and 14 is 100. That's 100. How do you have 14? No, it's how do you have 7 and 7? He tells you, because every meal demands 7 brachas. First of all is al matilas yadayim, for wash. Then you have al hamazim means hamoytzi lechem min ha'aretz. That's 2. Right? And then you have, after the benching, how many brachas do you have? You have the 3 brachas. This is before the hatov ha'metiv. So that's 5.
The fourth one.
I know the fourth one, but that's ungod. That fourth one came later. We're speaking about the times of David HaMelech. You have 3. So hold on, my friend. So where are we up to? 5. Where do you have the other 2? I'll tell you simple. Because you have to make a bracha on wine. And don't forget that since you're going to drink the wine after you bench, that's the whole part. So you're going to make an ala gefen. That's another 2. Now says that I'm a malacha tezvav bisman hazem shetiknu birchasaminim b'tchila. Right, that first of all b'tchila you add the 19. That's already 3 more. Just 3 more. You daven 3 times, and they also added in every time you bench latoy b'meitiv. So now we have every day already 5 more, which is good. Not that we need it. Just to be aware. Now we already have institutionalized another 5 brachas. Now the problem will be that the Shabbos and Yom Tovim, davening is 7 brachas, which means let's go before this additional 5. Before the additional 5, we had 100, right? You have, instead of having 18, how many do you have? Only 7. How many are you missing? You're missing 11. 11 times 3 is 33. 100 minus 33 is 67. The Ichenim loy mischayv. So in other words, you're short. From the standard. Don't forget that Rambam Lishitasi holds, you don't make 18 brachas every day. If you slept with your clothing, you're not going to say, Malbish Arumim. You're going to Shuliyashin Kalalaila, or you Bachal didn't sleep. You never put on your belt, or you didn't go into the Beis Akisei. You're an angel. So now you have to just be aware. Oh, there is a Mea Brachas. You have to be Mashpul. The Mea Brachas, how? Mina Peiris. Guys, what does Peiris mean? Let's forget. What did the Rambam say in El Chazdeyas? That peiros are laguf, like a swords to the guf. Peiros means vegetables. Don't think it means peiros. Ketzad. You have to keep on the nash. They didn't say nash. Oichol ma'at yerek. Have a bissel vegetables. And now I'm a chaya. I mean, every time you do that, you have 2 brachas at least. And then you make a bracha achreina, have another vegetable. Oh, your mother will be so happy. You have the mitzvah kibbutz. Be aware that Shabbos, you may have 67. Really, it's not 67 because we have the Hatoy B'Meitiv. Hatoy B'Meitiv and Shabbos, you have 3 meals. And you have 3 benchings. So it's not, but you're missing. You're short. Now let's put everything together. B'Shachar, in the morning. Mashkim Adam Mabarach Barach Haseil. B'Koyra Azminas, Mabarach B'Shem Lachanayim. B'Koyra Achakach Shema Mabarach B'Shem Lachanayim. The Rambam held, he changed his mind, writes his son, the Rambam held that the Kedusha that we say in the bracha prior to Shema may not be said if she's davening biyachid, the tzibur will be next Pedic, the next 2 bracha. In other words, then he changed his mind because he wrote, the son writes that his father said that you're only relating what the Malachim said, you're being mesaper devarim. But the Rambam held that Kedusha biyachid may not be done. So you would say Hashem, oinim be'aim of oinim be'yira, then you would go lokel baruch ne'imisitein. You would skip that part, and the Rambam held that biyachad you wouldn't say of all the seer. You'll see in a moment. She'ena yachad oinim kedush. K'shu chaysam, now when you, the final bracha after the shumas, go al Yisrael, miyad yamoid, right away get up. K'desh yismach go l'tfila. Mespal al mu'umet, k'may shu biyarnu. Uch she'yashlem, part of davening is, the nefilas apayim, fall on your face and umischaning, and you know what? After you would fall on your face, you would sit up and say some more words of tachan, which is why now after we do what we call nefilas apayim, the little bit we by avinu malkeinu we're still sitting, and then we get up. And then comes Hillel David, Tiladava that Rambam writes, according to some versions, you do that while you're sitting. V'yischanen kifi koichai. Point is, don't say the whole of Olot Zion, only part of it. Again, the Rambam changed his mind at the end of his life. V'yiprat to lamaisa and then go to work. Final halacha yudches. V'tfilas amincham. Maschalikroi tiladava. Say tiladava while you're sitting. Like we mentioned, we want for a person to be in all three positions, sitting, standing, and falling on his face. Then you're because he says that people don't do tachlin at night, but sit, don't shmanasri out. And by the way, that doesn't mean the filas apayim. It means just to say, we say aleinu. So say something after the Shemoneh Esrei. Now the question will be, how can you be soimek kol letzvila by Maidev? Are you not saying hashkiveinu? Afal pishav varach hashkiveinu achar gol Yisrael at night. Eino hefsik ben kol letzvila. Why? Baharei shteim kibracha achas arucha. Guys, just to know that in Mitzrayim, prior to the Geula, many words that we say in hashkiveinu, our grandparents said during Makas Bechaydus. And they were davening, you'll see that's the bracha. So since the Hashkivenu prayer is part of the Geula, it's part of Geula. And then you go, Soymer Geula, Tfila, God willing to be continued.
Shkoyah, Rabbi. Shabbos.